here's a question for you. Do you fact check your tweets before you post them? And what about your status updates on Facebook? If you had to, could you produce verifying documentation before you updated your status? In 17 states, telling a lie on Twitter can land you in jail, at least if you're writing about political campaigns. Joining us now, Mark Miller. Mark is the treasurer of COAST. That's the coalition opposed to additional spending in taxes, which works to limit government spending in Cincinnati. And last year, Mark was very busy in the Twitter sphere complaining about a new streetcar project in the city of Cincinnati. And his opponents didn't just disagree with him. They sued him using an Ohio law that makes it illegal to make false statements in political campaigns. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So at the time that you were tweeting, you know, the whole point of your tweets is moot because that issue got voted down. But at this point, you still are facing the lawsuit, or did the lawsuit get dropped?
It got dropped by the Ohio Elections Commission, who basically took a look at my evidence and their evidence and found in my favor.
They found in your favor that you weren't lying?
Correct.
All right. But
here's the problem. They found that out 2 weeks after the election.
Right. Why is that a problem?
Well, because, like you said, we lost the election, and part of it was the other side bringing this action literally 4 days before the election. So they make a false accusation. Oh, Miller's out there lying about the streetcar, which grabs them a bunch of headlines, and then you know, it basically just serves as a platform for them to take it to the state, and then, you know, the state finally reviews it and makes a determination 2 weeks later, but by then it's too late.
That's Mark Miller. Hold on one second, Mark Miller. Let me reintroduce you. Treasurer of COAST, a mechanical engineer out of Ohio, who was sued, although it was dropped, for supposedly lying on Twitter. Also joining us now, Larissa Lidsky, professor of law at the University of Florida. And Larissa, I understand that there's actually 17 states that have laws like this, where you can be sued for false statements only about political campaigns. Is that correct?
That's correct. And many of these laws have been on the books for a very long time. What? So Mark's case is not at all unique. Even in Ohio, there have been 110 violations found since 2001.
What makes the political campaigns different than just smearing somebody, than just, say, libel or slander?
Well, there's a very big difference. In libel or slander, someone is directly harmed by the lie. The question here is, can the government punish lies whose harms, if any, are more diffuse, that somehow they pollute the information stream in an election, and so that might be harmful, but that's a very diffuse harm, as opposed to defaming someone, which causes a very concrete harm.
Well, Mark Miller, let me go back to you. I assume that you are opposed to this law, that you would like to see it struck down.
We'd like to see the whole Ohio Elections Commission disbanded because, A, they're useless, and B, they're actually a detriment to elections.
Okay, but let's keep it focused on this particular law. What is your objection to this law that makes lying about political campaigns illegal?
Well, the underlying problem here is who determines what is or is not a lie. So much of truth boils down to whose point of view.
Right.
And, you know, by the problem in my own case was that, you know, the board that's supposed to determine whether something's a lie or a truth, you know, didn't get to it until after the election that, you know, where the people they were supposed to serve were to vote. So it was a total waste of time. And, you know, it's insult to injury that, you know, the determination they eventually made was, oh, yeah, Miller wasn't lying.
Well, Larissa, let me put this to you then. There are cases in which you can establish the factual basis for something or not. I mean, as much as we spin things, some things are true and some things are not, right?
That's correct. The question is the cure for electoral lies worse than the disease? The prospect of having a governmental truth commission, this administrative body that pronounces truth and falsity, and as Mark said, has a delay in pronouncing truth and falsity, is inherently problematic. There's one state, the state of Washington, has just said, you know, it's too inherently problematic to have this governmental truth commission set up. Electoral lies aren't valuable, but the danger of government regulation is so much greater that we shouldn't be in that business.
Although, Larissa, there's a majority of the American public who feels something like the Swift voting case, for example, a political smear campaign that is dishonest, is something that we should have some kind of recourse for.
Well, we do have recourse for it. In fact, if you want to assess electoral lies or electoral misstatements, whether they're conscious lies or not, you can go to websites like PolitiFact. One of the virtues of having so many people tweeting and being on social media is that you have lots of different people that are involved in the marketplace of ideas and potentially policing those falsehoods and getting the facts out. And so the mere absence of the government setting itself up as a truth commission doesn't mean that we'll just have falsehood without any checks.
Mark, you're now suing the state of Ohio, right?
Yes. We're suing to get the Ohio Elections Commission disbanded, or at least not in the business of pronouncing falsehoods on elections.
What happens if someone tells a lie about your campaign? What happens when it's the other way around and you want to take them to court for a blatant falsehood that they're publishing?
You mean like the falsehood of saying that Miller's lying? That's exactly what happened here. It just comes down to a he said, she said. And what I've always found is that discussion, you know, the back and forth is where the truth really comes out. It's not in some government commission or a board, you know, up at the Capitol. It's the interchange. It's the back and forth that the whole election is really all about. And really, when, you know, you find people who want to take that out of the electoral arena and put it in front of some bureaucrat, really, it's, you know, that's kind of a loss right there. It's certainly a loss for the public because they're the ones who ultimately have to decide. That's what races are about.
Mark Miller is the treasurer of Coast. We'll have to leave it there, Mark. That's the coalition opposed to additional spending in taxes. Larissa Lidsky, professor of law at the University of Florida. And we definitely want to get your views on this. Do you think you should be able to sue if someone lies about a political campaign? Let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Should tweets be fact-checked? Thanks, guys.